Greetings, everyone. I think we're in for a real treat today with some of the vents we have. Chrissy has titled this episode, Husband Bashing and Wives Complaining About Spouses. And what a treat this will be for me.
Woohoo!
Keep in mind that we're not approved or endorsed by anyone to do anything, but we are here to listen to your vents and try to help. We may have some constructive criticism for you and some laughs, but either way, let's get going. Today, we have a return visit from our friend and ventologist, Shelly Curtis.
Hello. Here I am.
Hey, Shelly.
So, don't be surprised if my husband kind of joins us back and forth.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
He may jump in.
Yeah, I may need some help here since we're doing husband bashing today.
Yeah,
thank you, Chrissy.
Shelly, maybe you ought to have Frank at a distance from you just in case. It gets really, you know, somebody wants to hit somebody because we're husband bashing a little bit. Maybe he's on the other side of the room.
That's okay.
That's normally
okay.
Hey, Chris.
There he is.
Oh, there's Frank.
Best Hi, to Frank. Stay on the other side of the room. So I'm that's where I am.
All right. Well, let's get started. Chrissy, are you going to read the first letter?
I shall. All right. Here we go. I want to vent about my husband's feet. I also want to know if other people have this problem. My husband's feet smell so bad, I could use them as a deterrent for animals and criminals. To make matters worse, his nose can't pick up the smell. My friend says he is nose blind. I wish I was nose blind because I can't be in the same room with him. I'm 78 years old and my husband is 79 years old. When he wants to get frisky, I freeze because the feet smell kills it. What's a girl to do?
Well,
that is so yucky. The whole thing.
Yeah. And if you're 78 years old, your feet are going to stink.
Well, what about washing the socks?
What about wearing socks while they're getting frisky?
Is it too late to get a new husband?
Oh, there you go. Now I have a remedy for this, and I've been doing this for several years. And when I go to sleep at night, I cut 8 slices of pineapple and I put it between my toes. So it makes everything smell wonderful, and it's a wonderful fragrance in the room. And there's been times that we've been out by the pool in the backyard with neighbors and stuff, and people actually come over to smell my feet. I mean, it's that good.
Do you find that you have rodents entering your bed at night?
I haven't had that problem, but I'm going to look for them now that you mentioned it.
So basically, Chuck, you're having a fruit salad while you're in bed.
Exactly. And it also provides for wonderful dreams, that sweet smell. It just adds, you know, some people like to sleep with lavender and all these scents. Pineapples for me. It's sort of a tropical vacation.
Doesn't it drift all over the bed?
Well, I have plastic booties.
You've got this down.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for years. It's wonderful. People come to my house. I've had neighbors come to my house just to smell my feet.
Well, there's your answer.
Chuck, what happens when you guys are getting frisky? Is the pineapple still there?
We've ripped a couple of plastic bags before.
Oh, God. This can't be real.
No, my real vent is when you're on an airplane and the person next to you takes their shoes off and puts their feet up on the armchair. I mean, that is just rude. Or you're sitting in front of them and they put their feet through the side and you can just see their toes. And it's like, have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good. Or they're flexible enough that they fold their feet up and they put their feet on the food tray table that someone else will eat on the next
night. God,
that should be illegal.
It should. They should just throw them right out. Pop that door open
put them on the Boeing.
Yeah
the 737. They'll get sucked out.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Anyway,
what?
Yeah, I think we helped. Pineapple or a new husband.
There you go. There's two ways to go. Yeah.
Or throw them off the plane if they have smelly feet.
And of course, we know women's feet don't stink. So there's
not at all.
Yeah. No.
We get them polished. We get them put nail, you know, cleaned. No, we don't smell. It's a man thing.
All right. Man bashing one. That one's down.
All right. Let's move on to the next vent. Okay. So here it is. Vent number two. Hey, venters, this is weird, but my husband burps when we are having an intimate moment. Oh my God. I don't want to say anything because then I think he'll be aware of it and it'll kill the moment. Chuck is a guy, so I thought he could give some tips. Sadie from Tucson. Chucky, it's you now.
Well, I mean, burping at times like this can be disgusting, but it's voided out if you've been eating pineapple.
Oh, geez. Well, I wonder if I should, I wish he had said if they eat before they get that intimate moment. Because if you don't eat, perhaps the burping won't happen.
It's an empty burp. It's an empty burp.
I don't think I've had an empty burp before.
Then it's more of a guttural thing instead of what you've been eating.
Oh, well, then maybe that won't help.
Yeah, this can be disgusting. Now, I mean, during intimacy, I find farts to be much more fun.
Oh, Jesus, Chucky.
I mean, we have a saying in this house, farts are fun.
Oh, and in this house, you can't do them. You have to step outside.
Talk about killing the moment. Let's get back to those feet.
Yeah, thank you. Good point, Shelly.
Are you trying to kill your ratings?
You never know. You never know who's listening. You know, I mean...
Yeah, right, I'll give you the physiologic rationale for this.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys don't know about the gastro-ejaculatory reflex. Okay. This gentleman is simply exercising the primal gastro-ejaculatory reflex. That's it. Tell the young lady who sent this in not to worry. Perfectly normal.
Yeah, but she doesn't like it, Frank, when they're having intimate moments. It's like, you don't want to hear that sound.
Well.
So how do they stop it?
Well, there's only one way to stop it. You have to, go into a tantric mode.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. I've got to look that one up in the dictionary.
What is that?
What is a tantric mode?
Oh, what that is. Why don't you explain it to her, Chris?
I don't know how to, it's kind of very, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, but it's one of these really deep emotional sexual experiences, right? Yeah.
What it really is in the true tantric mode, there is no orgasm. So the individual participant brings themselves to the point of orgasm, but does not allow it to happen repetitively. And that is tantric sex in its pure mode.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. But
there
are people who practice it. I heard rumors, but I don't really follow Hollywood, that Sting actually does that.
Yes, I read that too, actually, with his wife.
Yeah. Why? So he can maintain it longer.
No, it's not about duration. It's about some form of self-control that apparently brings you to a higher level of consciousness.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, there
but
you
no,
go.
But no orgasm. You just get to the point and no orgasm.
Correct.
Never? Or do you let yourself go at some point?
Oh, God.
Hypothetically, it's never.
Wow. Really?
What is the... Okay. Jeez. Well...
I'm glad I have ice in my drink.
I
guess what? They're still married, Sting and his wife. So something's working.
Something's working.
And, right.
And there's an ass for every seat. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
We get Sting on this podcast.
I don't think we help the burp lady, though. I mean, that she's going to just have to live with, I think. That's. I don't know. I don't think they're going to go into that tantric thing, but who knows?
Are all your listeners, associated with disgusting husbands? What's going on there?
I don't know.
No, because this is a venting on husband.
Yeah, this is man bashing day here.
Yeah. We don't normally do this.
Yeah.
It's a theme.
Well, I think here's the thing with this woman.
What a theme it is.
The fact that he's having sex with her and they're having orgasm, I say go for it. Just ignore it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a natural function, like Frank said. I mean, it's just, you know.
I'd rather a burp than a fart, honestly.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Well, don't come to my house. We have fun.
I think it's time we move on.
I think it's all about the pineapple.
Okay. Exactly.
Moving on, people.
Yeah. Let's move on this one.
Hello, Ventus. This gets me so mad whenever I think about it, and I hope you can sympathize with me. A few weeks ago, my neighbor called our home for help because her bathtub was overflowing, and she said the plumber is not responding. She asked my husband, she emphasizes my husband, to come over, and my husband asked me to go with him because we both thought it was weird. Okay, brace yourself. This is no joke. The front door was open, so we walked in, and there she was, half naked, in tears. Oh, my God. She had a very short bathrobe on, and that was it. Her wimping words were, "I did not know who to call." Are you kidding me, lady? My husband said, "Let me call my friend. He's a plumber." And we both left. God, I'm still mad over this. What do you think? Signed, "Stay away from my husband." It's a doozy.
I mean, the woman needed help. It's like, you know, it's you can't call 911 at a point like this. You know, I mean, it's like, who are you going to call? She needed assistance. The bathtub is overflowing. And that's probably why she was in a short robe. I mean, I don't see a problem here.
Oh, my God. Really?
You know, you got to get help from somebody, right? So your neighbor would be the first place. She's probably a little freaked out. She doesn't even think she's wearing a short robe. Just somebody help me. And she went to the neighbor. You know, I mean, that's what neighbors should do, is help each other. Suppose she was on a step stool and fell and seriously got hurt. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to get up, get dressed, and go over to your neighbor and say, "Hey, my head's bleeding. Can you help me?" You know, you just have to react. That's my take on it. I mean, I don't see a problem here, but I bet somebody else does.
Chuck, I agree with you 100%. I think it's a neighborly thing to do. Right. You go over and you help your neighbor, and I agree with you. The fact that she was in a bathrobe is consistent with the story that she was about to take a bath. I agree with
half you. Half naked, gentlemen. Half naked.
She had a short robe on.
Dressed. Do you get into the bathtub fully dressed?
No, but when you know people are coming over, hello, you put clothes on.
This wasn't an invited party. This was an urgent thing that the bathtub was overflowing and she needed help. She didn't know what to do and the water's flowing out. So it's an urgent situation. Yeah, I mean, this is an innocent thing.
Wait, she can't take a terry cloth robe and cover herself?
Well, she had a robe. She had a robe on, right? Didn't we say she had a robe?
She had a robe on. She was half naked. Hello.
Well, if you've got a short robe on, then half of you is naked. That's what a short robe does.
How did she look in the short robe? There are some people should be wearing long robes.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's the issue, is she's wearing the wrong clothing. It's the wrong type of clothing.
I think you guys should have just run over there without the wives. Don't tell her.
Oh, Shelly. You're causing trouble.
You just have to lend a hand. I mean, did she say she's a single woman or something? I mean, I don't know what the issue is. She's just by herself. Otherwise, she would have had somebody in the house to help her.
She clearly has something for this guy. So she lured him over like a black widow and was hoping she could wrap the web around him. And there you go.
I agree.
Thank you.
There was a woman who wanted my husband to see her house. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go with you. We get to her house. We knock on the door. She answered it in the negligee to show her. And her face, the shock that my husband brought me, she said, "I think everybody's going to need a drink." No, I do.
Oh,
so
my God.
He was clearly luring him over and didn't think I was going to come.
But this doesn't sound like a luring situation. This just sounds like she had an urgent problem, you know, and she needed to address it.
Why was her bath overflowing? Can't she just turn it off?
Good question.
Maybe the faucet broke. Maybe the handle. Maybe she went to turn the knob.
Then you take the plug out.
Well, but sometimes people freak out. Yeah. You need a man.
That's a man's job.
Yeah.
She would have had to put her hand in the tub, and she was wearing a nice terry cloth. It would have gotten wet.
Yeah. It would have gotten wet. Yeah.
I support the neighbor.
Yes.
I support the wife.
Does she not trust her husband?
No.
She can't go and do a simple plumbing job?
You can't trust husbands around women in short skirts like that.
Yeah.
Short negligees. Just can't.
Yeah. I mean, there was no sign. She didn't have pineapple between her toes, right?
Oh, Jesus.
This is not man bashing. This is the pineapple episode.
Oh my God. Well, I think that wraps it up today. Right, Chucky?
Tropical. Yeah, I think so. I hope we provided everyone with some food for thought and some laughs and
pineapple.
Don't forget to go to ventthis.org and write us a vent. You can write right on the website, or you can call us and leave us a voicemail vent by calling 818-570-2535.
What's that number?
That number again is 818-570-2535, and we'll play your voicemail on an upcoming episode. Now, everybody, just go out there and try to be the fun and dysfunctional.
Bye.
Bye, guys.